You're listening to SBS News.
Amid mounting concerns over human rights violations in its region, Australia is facing renewed pressure to introduce laws directly targeting human rights abusers. Global allies issued sanctions last month against Chinese officials involved in the mass internment of ethnic Uyghurs using laws styled on the so-called Magnitsky Act. But Human Rights Watch researcher Sophie McNeil says without similar laws, Australia is lagging behind global allies in joining this coordinated action.
Right now, Australia is being left behind. We've seen the United States, the UK, the EU, Canada all impose sanctions because of the horror that is happening in Xinjiang. And we really think that Australia should be standing with countries like that.
Magnitsky-style laws target sanctions against individual human rights violators or entities, including through asset freezes and visa bans. Financier-turned-activist Bill Browder spearheaded the campaign for the first Magnitsky Act to be introduced in the United States and has championed the laws globally.
The government needs now to get off its backside and do something about it because otherwise it's humiliating and looks stupid for Australia not to participate with the rest of the civilized world in these types of joint sanctioning exercises.
The laws are named after his former lawyer, Sergei Magnitsky, who uncovered mass fraud committed by Russian government officials. Mr. Magnitsky was subsequently arrested, allegedly tortured, and died in jail. Similar acts have since been legislated in the United Kingdom, Canada, and European Union. In December last year, a parliamentary inquiry also recommended Australia adopt these laws. The advice, which was made with bipartisan support, is yet to receive a formal response from the government. Rowan Arif, lawyer and director of the Australian Centre for International Justice, says Australia's current sanctions regime has been too slow to act.
The fact that Australia doesn't have a Magnitsky law seriously impedes our ability to act quickly like our partners internationally in concert and in collective action to target serious human rights abuse. It would allow a faster, speedier route for Australia to impose and designate individuals and entities for targeted human rights sanctions.
One supporter inside government, Liberal Senator James Patterson, who was chair of Parliament's Intelligence and Security Committee, believes the laws would sail through Australia's Parliament.
Without Magnitsky-style legislation, it's much harder for Australia to join with our allies in sanctioning those sorts of human rights abusing officials. Our current autonomous sanctions framework is nowhere near flexible and swift enough to address these sorts of issues. We want to be part of that action, part of that coordinated global action to punish human rights abusers.
A statement from the Department of Foreign Affairs and Trade says the Australian government is considering the report into the legislation. A spokesperson says the government is deeply concerned by human rights abuses as they have clearly expressed in coordination with partners. Proponents argue the laws would help Australia speed up sanctions to respond to pressing human rights concerns, but it's often political will that also remains a factor in making these decisions. Amid deteriorating relations, Chinese ambassador to Australia, Qing Jingye, last week warned the country not to follow the action taken by global allies.
Any country should not have any illusion that China would swallow the bitter pill of interfering or meddling in China's internal affairs. We will not provoke, but if we are provoked, we will respond in kind.
Myanmar's violent military coup has also seen other countries impose sanctions against individuals and military-linked entities. Australia has cut ties with Myanmar's military, but the campaigner behind the Magnitsky laws, Bill Browder, says the world is waiting for stronger action.
It really makes no sense why Australia would not be part of this international effort. We have a tool, the Magnitsky Act, to do something, and this would be a tool that Australia could use.
Tom Stainer, SBS News.